Blog Talk Radio.
All righty, everybody. We're going to start. We're going to start once again. Because why? Because we can. And because it's Friday. It's 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That means it's time for the greatest show on earth. Now that Ringling Brothers is out of business, it is us. Jim Ellis here on the West Coast, Rick Wright on the East Coast with the show called With All Dude Respect. So, Mr. Co-host Rick Wright, how are you doing today?
Jimmy, I'm doing great today. It's Friday, my favorite day of the week, and I like how you put that. We're starting because we are starters. That's what we do.
We do. Start shit. Starting. Right. Start a fire. Start something going on. Start a conversation.
Yeah.
Start a
viral buzz on our page.
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about our page.
You know what? I'll talk about our page. I was inspired today, and you know, I'm a little bit late coming to the party with this one, but I think we do a little bit more multimedia fun stuff, pictures or something like that. Maybe even go into a when we're doing the show, we can go video or Facebook Live or something. I don't know, but just get a little creative. And so with our page, I took the liberty of creating some excitement around this show, which is I love this topic because I think health is the most important thing. Without health, you don't have anything, I believe. So what I did was I just focused on creating something fun. And what I do is I posted some pictures of abs, male abs. And in one of those pictures, it's one of us and one of us and also a picture of one of our abs. So I put an interesting, you know, a little game together, a little impromptu. I put it on my page. I also put it on our With All Dude Respect page. And we shall see what happens. As of right now, the clicks are flying in. Like, I'm just watching Total Up. I'm watching Total Up as they fly in. And no, that's not true, folks. There's not one like. There's not one comment.
No one's guessing.
No one's guessing.
Okay.
Are the phone lines lighting up over there?
Oh yeah.
Put me on hold. Check the lines.
Let me check the switchboard. Oh my God, they're lighting up because they're saying, you know, there's females listening in because at least a dozen of them want to date whoever it is that is the right whatever the right answer is. Pretty good, pretty good. Married or not, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, they just, you know, how it goes sometimes. God.
Yeah.
Put some
radio hosts.
Pretty abs.
Yeah, groupies.
Now, what abs? Is that short for something? ABS? Is that abs?
Abdominals.
Yeah. I couldn't spell that, so that's good enough. Abs. All right. So, yeah. So we'll keep the groupies at bay right now because we won't have enough time to talk about health. Since it is June, so June is, what, National Men's Health Month. Did you know that?
I did. I knew there was a month. I didn't know it was June, and I'm glad that you brought up the topic. And now I do, and now I will remember. But I knew there was a month. I don't know, was it men's? Was it National Health, or was it like, I remember at one point it was like Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Or something like that, or men's health issues. I don't know. That's what's coming out of my brain. But
sponsored by the doctors who want to treat it. I don't know. But this sounds very very positive, though. National Health Month. You know, like, what do you need to do to be healthy? Because I mean, how many people actually consider it? You know. Usually it's in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got gym membership. I should probably go someday. You know, that's a lot of the – there's like a background thought, but it's not usually at the forefront, like how important it is. Like you're saying, if you don't have it, if you don't have health, what do you got? You got nothing, really.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever –
go ahead.
I was curious if you've ever been unhealthy. If you ever had, you know, non-health.
My journey, this has been, and again, I feel like I'm in the percentage of the, I don't know, the world population, and I don't know what, I don't even know, but maybe it is the world population. I don't know. I have a lot of good healthy habits in my life, and the results are that I, you know, I don't wake up achy and you know, tired. I'm strong. I feel good. I feel healthy. You know, I'm not really concerned about health. And it hasn't always been this way. It was always been a struggle my whole life. I always was up and down and up and down, which is really terrible also. And, you know, I wasn't just like one weight and then, you know, gain a couple pounds every year. Then, you know, and that, it was always like I would gain a bunch of weight and then lose a bunch of weight. And, you know, right now I think I weighed probably about this morning when I took my weight was the it was 165, which is good. And but I've been up to 135 at one point. So that gives you a little bit of idea of what the swing was. And,
right.
You know, it always didn't go that high and that low, but it was always, you know, I always, for most of my life, was always like, I got to take off 10 pounds. You know, everybody, you know, the old, I got to lose 10 pounds story. And, you know, when I was in my mid 20s, I wanted to be heavier. I wanted to be 185, 190, because that's what I wanted to be bigger. You know, back then it was always, you know, size, you know, posturing. And recently, like over the last 4 or 5 years, I realized as I'm getting older, you know, it's not good to have all that weight on my joints and my legs and my feet and my knees. So I said I made a real strong commitment that I wanted to get lean and I wanted to really go down to like weights where I wasn't most of my life. You know, in high school, I was 170, 175. I'm actually lower than I was in high school. And I'm very, you know, I'm pretty lean at this point. And it feels good because it's at a point now where my body will pretty much bounce back if I have a couple cheat days or I have a good weekend where I'm having some fun, I'm drinking some alcohol, I'm eating foods that I normally don't eat. It seems like I, you know, can usually bounce back, you know, 2-3 days and I'm, you know, and I feel like I'm back to where I was. So, so that's my health journey. What about you? How about you? Cause I know recently that you've really cut some weight and I know you've changed some habits. So what have you been up to?
Well, first I want to clarify, you said, what I heard you say was that you went up as high as 135. Did you mean 235?
235. Yeah. If I said one, it was 235.
Yeah. 235. That's up there. Wow. So, well, good for you for, you know, doing, well, I guess just being committed and then making it happen. Well, can I ask you before I talk about me, what made you commit to change?
Again, like I said, it was as I got older, I wanted to be leaner. I wanted to be more healthy. You know, I didn't want to slow down. It seems like as folks get older, they sort of put more weight on and they slow down in their lives. And I didn't want to do that. So that's when I took a pretty drastic step back then. It was Take Shape for Life. They do MetaFast food. And that's how I started. And a friend of mine said, hey, why don't you give it a shot if you really want to get serious. And that's how I did it. I lost like 30 pounds in 30 days. But in a healthy way, because I got measured not only with my weight, but with my muscle mass and also my fat content and then also my BMI. It was a machine that they put me on. So over that 30-pound loss, I only lost 2% of muscle, which is like phenomenal, you know. And the program was great. But then, you know, I got off of it. I went back to some old habits and, you know, I put some weight back on. And then I did Take Shape for Life. I did that protocol, that 30-day protocol, like two other times. And it was more like just to keep a reset. And then I realized, hey, you know, what's keeping me where I don't want to be? And my enemy is always carbs. Like, I love carbs. And eating any kind of white sugar or white flour is basically like eating sugar, you know? So I made a concerted effort to just take those out. And as I did, I learned to eat different foods, and those foods came in, and now, you know, it's so foreign to me to think of how I used to eat and how I eat now. Like, I used to eat breakfast, lunch, and I used to eat bread at every meal, because that's like, I'm like, that's what you do, you know? You have a breakfast sandwich. You know? What do you have for lunch? Oh, you have a sandwich. Oh, right. Dinner, you know? Oh, well, I'll have pasta. Maybe it wasn't bread, but it was like pasta or, you know, some kind of carb. I'm like, yeah, that's what you right. do. So, you know, you have a starch, you have a vegetable, you have a meat. You know, and then pizza was, you know, pizza's my downfall. I love pizza. I eat that 24/7. It's allowed.
I picture you. You're talking about eating, like, oh, God, I so love white flour and sugar. I was actually picturing you, like, taking that in, like, directly. Like, oh, white flour, just, like, pouring in your mouth. Yes, I love that shit. But, you know, I think it's true, though. I'll talk about me in a sec. But, if you look around our circle, like, so everyone knows, you know, we belong to a men's circle. Rick on the East Coast, me on the West. You know, we have our teams and divisions of men in this international organization. I mean, you look around now, you know, men are, you know, 40, 50. There's pot bellies everywhere. I mean, it's, you know, you could tell through their clothes, like, man, they're gaining weight. So it's a – and I know, I work with – I'm working on an initiative in my own hometown around child obesity. So it's definitely happening big time, where people are not being taken care of, especially with what they're eating. So, I don't know. It's kind of cool that you weren't, like, scared straight. You know, they call it scared straight, where they're like, you know, oh, I have such a health problem that I have to do something. No, you just had a higher vision, and you wanted something better for your life. That's pretty cool. You know, you didn't have to, like, hit rock bottom or anything to turn the tide.
And also Facebook helped. Like when I got on Facebook, I started reading articles about, like, successful CEOs and what they do and successful people. And as I looked at them, they looked healthy. You know, they didn't look bloated, or they didn't look heavy. They didn't look like they were, you know, they weren't overweight. If you look at, you know, most of these CEOs of these companies, you know, men and women, they look like they're in, you know, you figure how many hours a week are they working, right? But they still, the whole common theme was that they always worked out and they always moved. And that was another piece. So, you know, I changed my eating, but then I also said, you know, I was a gym guy. I'm like, and I hated the gym. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do something at home. And as long as I did something, and that's how it started. Right. I just would do little stuff.
Yep.
And that's how it started. And then I just built on it. And now, you know, I have some really good stuff that I do. And, you know, I don't go into all that detail. If anybody wants to find out, they can, you know, inbox me offline. But I did – one cool thing was I had a cleanup with one of my men. So cleanup is I broke a commitment to him to do a yoga class. And the cleanup was that he goes to this kung fu guy that created a yoga-type workout called fast-forward yoga, where it's like – it's all standing. It's an hour and a half. There's like a lot of kung fu elements added to it. It was really cool. It was last night. And I did that for an hour and a half, and I haven't done anything outside of my home gym in years. And I didn't know how I was going to be or how I was going to feel or if I was going to be able to keep up. And lo and behold, man, I did the whole class. I was sweating. I felt it. But I woke up today, and I feel good. And I was, like, really, you know, I was really proud that I was able to keep up with the class. I didn't have to stop. And, you know, just it just sort of reinforced that I am doing some cool stuff and I am doing the right thing.
Right on. Well, one last thing I want to ask you is, did you change at all, like, after getting married? Like, sometimes I've seen couples, and I was one. Once I got married, I was like, I kind of let myself go. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Did that happen with you or no?
Oh yeah, absolutely. My wife and I, when we got together, we did a cruise before we got married, and we used to cruise a lot. I think we were on 8 cruises together, 7 or 8 cruises. And I discovered, because I never up until that point, I wasn't a big sweet guy. I discovered desserts, and oh my God. So we would have dinner and dessert every night. And then when we go back to the room, they had this place where they had warm cookies and milk. We would grab a couple cookies and some milk and go back to the room. And that would be like our nightcap. And what was wild was when I came back from the cruise, it was like I'd go to sleep, I'd wake up an hour later, and I'd go into the kitchen and make, like, I'd get Ritz crackers and put peanut butter and jelly on them and have a bunch of those. Like, I'd have, like, four or five of those and then go right back to bed. And I didn't realize the ramifications until, like, about a month later. I probably put on around 10 pounds. And then I was like, you know, but I was hooked now. Now I'm a sweet guy because it was, like, you know, so good. And I did gain weight, and I got comfortable, and my wife gained weight, and, you know, we enjoyed it. But, you know, we realized that that wasn't healthy, and we cut that out and got more healthy habits. And as of right now, like, in my house, we don't have desserts. We don't do desserts. My wife is off sugar. I'm off sugar. You know, we have raisin bread, and we do have peanut butter and jelly in the house, like preserves. But we don't, we don't keep, you know, cookies or chocolate or anything in the house. And we made a commitment. We make commitments too on when we're going to have it. So we're going away next the following week for a couple days, and we're just going to have we're going to have dessert then. So that's going to be like our treat. But we're not going to go like and spend a day eating, you know, every sweet that we can get our hands on. We'll have dinner, and we'll have, you know, something else afterwards, and that'll be our dessert. And we'll probably make another commitment after that when we're going to do the next one.
Right. It's so true about momentum. Like, you could have momentum going either way, you know, health or non-health, and it does pick up steam. You know, you start here. Oh, you know, I'll just do a couple of, almond joy bars. It's okay. And then next thing you know, whoa, I'm sliding. But the other way works too. Like you're saying, like, do a couple of, do a little bit of exercise. Just get something started so the body has a direction that it's going. Because I don't think it's ever just going to stay. It's always going to be moving in a direction. So that's really cool. So my story is that I was sick as a kid. I had this asthma thing going on, and I learned later, I believe it was a lot of the gluten intake that I was taking. You're talking about carbs. I'm talking about like Wonder Bread. Remember white Wonder Bread? It was always so good because it was so gooey. The thing was probably made out of glue and wheat. I don't know what the hell it was.
Yeah,
so maybe
pretty much.
The same thing. So so I was always like, had like respiratory
gluten
stuff.
Gluten makes it like that.
What's that?
Yeah, gluten makes it like that. That's what makes it gooey like that. It's like gluten.
And I used to love it. Until I tried to lay down at night and breathe, and then it didn't work. So, but I ended up, what happened was 1990, I started to realize how tired I was getting when I was eating meat. I used to go to Burger King. I swear to God, this was my Burger King meal. And, it was pretty basic. Two Whoppers, two Western cheeseburgers, and one of those small little dinky burger, like 50-cent burgers, you know. So I get five hamburgers. Two of them were Whoppers. And I'd eat that. And it's like, because I'm a growing boy and all that. But at the same time, I realized, God, I'm tired. I'm so tired afterwards. So I slowly but surely started getting off meat. And around 1990 is when I became a vegetarian. And that made a difference. And then slowly but surely, I've been learning about other things like sugar. I mean, we all know about sugar, right? I mean, I think if you ask just the common person, they know sugar is not good, basically, for you, you know. Processed foods, not good. So I think we have the awareness, but to put it into practice, especially in this day and age where, man, I would drive through a Taco Bell as fast as anything, or a Del Taco. That was my thing. But when I got married, I was actually keeping track of my weight. And I swear to God, before I started dating Jennifer, she's such a great cook. She's an Italian. She's a great cook. Okay. And Italians, like, they want you to eat because that's part of the culture of acknowledgement that there's love. And I was all for it. Hey, the more love, the more food, the better. I would have seconds, I'd make sure everything was taken care of. And so I went from, in the 160s, as far as weight, from 160, I went up as high as 185 in December of 2013. And I have a picture of myself, and I might post it. Of course, we could have people guess who it is. Who is this? Which host is this? or it would actually be which beached sea lion is this? Because I, you know, it's me. I'll give it away. It's a picture of me laying on the floor, pretty much on my side, because my belly is flopped over that way. I mean, it's pathetic. I was so overweight. And I think of myself, you know, you have a self-image of yourself, right? Like, oh, yeah, who am I? Well, I'm fast, and I'm a good writer, and I'm skinny, like, and I'm not that tall. You know, you have these self-images. And I think that can get in the way sometimes, because then you look in the, then you look at a picture like that and go, wait a minute. My self-image is not accurate according to that picture. So slowly started changing some habits. Actually had some, this might sound weird, but I had some teeth work done. And because, you know, I had an infection. And I think if your body is fighting something like a tooth infection, then it's taking up energy. And instead of, like, maybe, you know, digestion, I don't know how it works, but my body wasn't fighting. When I got teeth work done, I didn't have this fight going on in my body, and I started losing weight there. not gluten, like not eating gluten as much, like really putting, taking it way down, not eating sugar. And there's so many alternatives to sugar nowadays. You know, I have chocolate ice cream. It tastes as good as any chocolate ice cream I've ever had. It's the best I've had. It's dairy-free and sugar-free. They can do that nowadays. It's not, it's possible.
But is it chemicals, or is it just no sugar, or is it like stevia, like a natural sweetener?
Yeah, it's a natural.
Just a lot of chocolate.
No,
just,
I don't know.
You know, like you can get dark chocolate, like 90%, you know, dark chocolate, or 80%, which is like mostly chocolate and not sugar, you know.
Yeah.
So you think it's stevia though?
I think it's a like that or agave or something like that. Something else that's
something natural
sweetener. Yeah, but it's like I eat this like Jennifer. Is this? It's like, oh my god, yep. Because here's what we don't know as a public. You don't have to follow the commercials. You don't have to follow what your parents did. You don't have to follow anything. There's always options. And I think the best option is the healthy one, that it's available and it doesn't have to be a downer like, oh, I have to eat kale every, you know, 24/7 instead of pizza. It's, you know, it's not like that. Or, you know, just anyway, I'm learning. I'm growing. So right now I've reached 162. So 162 is my, you know, where I'm plateauing at. I've been as low as 159, right? But 162 is where I'm plateauing. But, you know, when I look at my belly, I don't want to give anything away for the quiz, but, you know, it's not there yet. I'm not there yet. I might be.
So you're not D?
I'm not D. Well, I'm not. I'll just give it away. I'm closer to, my nipples are more like A. No, just kidding. Closer to D, but.
We have to have a nipple show.
Just so people know, A, B, C, and D are your guesses. If you go to Facebook, With All Dude Respect, go to With All Dude Respect on Facebook, look on the page for today, June 23rd, and you'll see the guesses are there. But, yeah, so I'm not there yet, but. I tell you, man, I have been there. I trained for a marathon in 2006, and it didn't matter how much I ate. I couldn't eat enough food to burn off fast enough. My belly was flat. I was probably, I was like the best shape I was in and never got sick. Yeah, it's a great feeling. So do you experience, where you're at now, are you experiencing like less illness and more energy and shit like that?
Oh yeah, you know, I'm running to, so today after the show, I go play doubleheader in softball from 6 to 8, and I run around with 20 somethings, and I keep up with them or surpass them. Like I said, last night I was in this, you know, hardcore fast forward yoga, and I held my own. So it feels great, and like you said, it's like now my body's pretty much like a furnace. Like I'll eat, and I'll feel hungry like 2-3 hours later, and I'll fuel it again. But I'm fueling it with whole foods, and I'm also fueling it. I'm not eating a lot. Like that's a key too, where I think people get caught up in. You know, you should really test out a fast or a some kind of cleanse, because you'll really find out how little food you need to exist. The human body can go without food for 21 days. Can't go without water for 3. You can go without food for literally 21 days. my portions were skewed. Now they're not. I understand what I need to fuel my body, and I understand what I, you know. But on the trust me, you know, last weekend I had pizza, and how many, you know, how many? I probably had 3 or 4 slices. And did I feel full afterwards? Absolutely. Did I feel bad afterwards? Yeah, I didn't feel great. But, you know, like I didn't, the next day I didn't do that again. Like next day I had my oatmeal and, you know, I ate my regular stuff. So like every now and then I'll do that and my body will just bounce back. Eventually, because it gets fewer and fewer, I'll probably move into more where I'm not having that stuff anymore or very little of it. Like I'll get a taste of it or whatever. But right. I want to live, you know, I want to live. My goal is to live to 105. So I got till the year 2070. And, you know, good Lord willing,
wow.
2070, yep. That'll be 105 for me.
Nice. And, awesome.
Hey, listen, so before we run out of time, do you want to reveal the number and also the host?
Okay. How can you, how do you want to do that? Like eliminate some of the numbers to make it really.
You sort of, you know who is who, or we know who is who.
Right.
So, I don't know. How do you want to do it? You just want to, I saw you were guessing as we're on the show, but, maybe just do like a reveal.
A little
drum roll or some shit.
Go for it.
All right. So the host that is in the picture, one of the pictures is me.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. And the letter of.
Yeah. I just thought it would be a little weird. Our audience going, wait a minute, Rick is posting this. Why would Rick have a picture of Jim's abs? But anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Trust me, I mind fucked the shit out of this, trying to figure out how to do it. I was going to have your wife post on it. I was going to buy one. I'm like, my wife's account's deactivated. I'm like, how the hell am I going to do this? I said, screw it. You know, 5 minutes before the show, I just started posting shit. And the abs that belong to me are the abs in picture B.
B is in boy.
Dun, 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 B is in boy.
Who is the winner, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go to the.
Let's see.
Switchboard. Oh, it's still us.
Hold on. Let me check my.
Well, look at
feed.
Those abs, man. So that's pretty amazing.
Hang on a second. Let me check my feed. Let me check my feed. See if we have a winner. Oh, not even a like.
Not even a like. Not yet.
Not
this goes into archives, and you know, once we're dead, it'll be such a famous show about 2071, man, this thing's going to light up.
Exactly. They're gonna, you know, we'd be like one of those, like the authors that, like, you know, after they pass, like, they become very famous.
I showed Jennifer that picture. She goes, that's not Rick. I go, it is. It's like he works out. So.
Yeah, that's actually me from this morning.
Oh, man, dude. So that's basically okay, I really want to know this. You work out how long a day, and you're eating every 3 hours, and you're got the eating thing down.
This morning was like 25 minutes in the garage. I did push-ups and squats and some tricep work, and then, you know, it's 20 minutes. It's 25 to 35 minutes a day.
And it's like really intense.
And,
like you get it really burning.
Yeah. It's like Tabata stuff. Like, you know, I get winded, you know, when it's warm, like now I'll sweat. I'm burning calories. You know, my heart's beating, you know, that's why I was able to keep up last night. Cause that was if my wind was good or bad, that was my concern for last night. And I stepped up and I didn't get out of breath. So yeah. So it's like a Tabata ish thing. And again, if anybody wants to know, all these people out there listening, give me IM me or check out my Facebook page and you'll be able to just give me a shout and I'll give it to you for free.
Oh, there you go. And then yeah, Rick and I are both tagged on that post. So if you just click on our names, Jim Ellis or Rick Wright, you can get to us directly. If you want to find out how to have a little bit of a rounder, you know, midsection, I can give you some tips on that. Private message me on that. Just one last question before we get away. We got like seconds left.
Okay.
So are you one of those dudes that like at the store and at public places decide, yeah, I think it's a good time to take off my shirt. You ever just do that?
No, I was actually very torn putting it on there today, but since the show was what it was, and I don't post many pictures online like that, so, but no, so I'm not that guy.
Oh, I can't think. There's an actor from Texas. He does that all the time. He's like, oh, I got to take my shirt off. But anyway, it's a good month to, there he is, yeah. What's his name?
Matthew McConaughey.
That's it. That's funny you know that. Yes, so it's a good month to consider health. It's a good month to start. You know, there's right ways of eating that really help you. There's right ways of exercising. I don't think it takes much. Just a couple of changes of behavior. Get some momentum going and live to be 105 at least. So, anyway, good show,
excellent.
Ricky. Good job with
excellent,
the abs.
Show.
And we'll see you again next Friday. And for our audience, again, go to Facebook. With all due respect, share it, like it. And always remember, it's good to talk about what the hell is really going on. So have a great weekend, Rick, and
cool.
our
you
audience.
Too, Jimmy.
And we'll talk to you later.
All
peace,
right.
man.
Take care.
Ciao.
Adios. Bye-bye.